Well, as we slowly emerge from the pandemic, many islanders will be looking for work, either year-round opportunities or seasonal ones. Blake Doyle is president of Island Recruiting. He's been looking into the situation, and he says there could be extra challenges in landing a job this year. I caught up with him earlier.
You know, I think the recovery, which we're all looking very much forward to, is going to be a little bit disproportionate. So we've seen some companies that have weathered this condition really well. And there's others that have challenged. I think there could be as much as a 10-year recovery for some industries. So it's really a period of economic resilience and corporate positioning, and then adapting to this disruptive environment. Part of that is going to be HR.
10 years, that seems shocking to me.
Well, look, I think there's companies that have been so profoundly dislocated from this environment. Like, many companies were positioned or at least conditioned to kind of adapt to this using, you know, cloud-based services. Many never considered that. And there's some of these traditional industries that are really going to have a hard time. It's going to take some investment. It's going to take some courage to kind of adapt. Now, local retailers aren't competing with the guy down the street anymore. That's fundamentally changed. You're competing with online retailers that could be located any place. Habitually, people have changed their purchasing patterns. They've changed the way that they interact and work. And that's all going to have an effect. So I think there's some companies, some industries that really have done well and will continue to do well and have adapted. And there's going to be a period of transformation. And we see that today. And that's not going to end quickly, I'm afraid.
So this period of transformation, you mentioned how key HR is going to be. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
I've kind of looked at some statistics on what's happening within different cohorts that would traditionally contribute to the labor market. And one of the areas that I found a lot of impact is the youth worker. So if you look at people that are between the age of maybe under 34 years of age, so even in PEI, but 42.7% of people under 34 years of age have been CERB beneficiaries. And that's great. It's a great program. One of the challenges, people will come off these programs come June, and they're going to enter an environment where, you know, some of the traditional sectors like tourism just won't be there to support people entering the market. As of March 7th, there were 7,670 people 34 years of age and under who are on unemployment insurance. And that's about 37% of all claimants across the island. So, you know, as people come out of this COVID haze and are ready and energetic to reassert themselves into the labor market has adjusted, and people kind of have to adapt to that as well. Now, PEI has been a very attractive environment because we've managed our COVID incidences quite well. So people want to be here. We're seeing some in-migration for lots of different reasons, and even people coming to buy property. So that inflates the available labor pool. It's great for employers, but it creates a little bit of a dynamic for employees trying to enter. And if you look at the change in percentage of beneficiaries, you know, December to March, December of, you know, 2020 to March 2021, it's 107% increase. So these are people that, you know, have been materially impacted by the change and what we've witnessed.
So what should these people do then if they want to, you know, work this summer?
Well, you know, I think that there's adaptation is going to kind of be the word. There's transformation that's happened within the traditional labor market. So employees have to adapt. And the problem is the change and the pace of change has been so great that it's a difficulty for anybody to adapt. I mean, I think we're going to see that. And that's why I suggest that 10 years is kind of a horrific timeline, but it really is going to take a while for this to work its way through and have people accustomed to a new set of skills that will be required for this new economy. So we've got a whole bunch of these overlapping challenges, not least of which is how do employees adapt to this new environment, and how do they, you know, if they've taken time, and there is still time. So I think people who are, you know, presently not engaged in the labor market really have to assess, okay, what skills are going to be required if I want to go back to the traditional industry I had. So if it's a service sector, front customer facing environment, maybe you can't just be good with people on the front line. You've also got to have, you know, it's some kind of electronic skills, whether you're interacting electronically or understanding how these new tools can be used to communicate and reach a new customer base.
So have that little something extra that kind of puts you above the crowd.
Yeah, and you know what, from an employer's perspective, it's really hard to assess those. Traditionally, you might look at somebody who's got an education, some sort of a certificate or background. Today, people can self-learn, and there's an unbelievable amount of information at people's fingertips if you've got reliable internet. So people can take advantage of this time to make sure they've got the right skills, whether it's a formal program or just informally trying to, you know, self-educate to be ready to re-enter this space. you know, this summer, it's going to be great. I think we're going to have the vaccination rollout, you know, May 1st. I think the U.S. will be cleared, you know, sometime over the course of the summer. I think we'll have some relaxation. Employment is going to increase as the economy increases, but it'll increase at a kind of gradual pace. So people who are, you know, assertive and want to enter that market right away, it's not too soon to start preparing yourself, both your skill set, but also reaching out to employers and being on the top of the list for when those operations reopen and need employees.
Do you think people are in for a bit of a shock?
Yeah, I think this is part of the transformation. And I mean, people who are watching this recognize that there's a tremendous transformation, and with transformation comes opportunity. So those who adapt will succeed and prosper. If you're not assertive and if you're kind of enjoying the downtime, that's going to be a rude awakening. And some of these policies that have affected even the work environment, like work from home, I think the duration of that benefit is probably rapidly expiring. There's a gentleman who runs Goldman Sachs, and David Solomon, just this past week, he identified that this work from home is an aberration that's got to be ended, because in his organization, he's not getting the transfer of knowledge. He can't bring young people in and have that skill set exchange with some of the older employees. You don't get the water cooler talk. So I think very quickly, that environment's going to shift. And I think what I'm witnessing and what I'm sort of observing is employees want to reconnect and get back to a safe work environment as soon as that environment is secure. So I think employers, you know, have an opportunity to reassess how they're going to reemerge into this new economy. And they probably have a little bit of a benefit being able to screen an abundance of labor that's going to probably flood onto the market at a very similar time. So I think people who are, you know, presently displaced, and there's benefits to help bridge through this, which are absolutely necessary. I think those people need to look at, okay, where am I going to reconnect to the market? Where's the growth going to occur? And how do I differentiate my skills from whoever else I might be competing with? So, you know, again, there's opportunity within these challenges, but there's displacement and there's disruption, and then there's this adaptation that has to occur.
Thanks for this. I really appreciate it.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, Angela.